Oh, thank you. Commission meeting of November 12, 2019. PJ, thank you for the pre-music. For those of you wondering, that was Leonard Bernstein's Turkey Trot. So let's begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. I'll ask, look around the audience, and among the multitudes, I'll pick Rabbi Zweig. Come on. So I think we have a pretty short agenda. Any announcements?
Yes, sir. Addendum item R7C is on the dais. It has been approved to be added. And on the dais also you have letters regarding R7C.
Okay. All right, so let's begin with R7A.
R7A is adopt certificate of results November 5th, 2019 special election.
Second.
Is this a voice?
Yes, sir.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like sign, nay, show it done. Let's move to the next item, R7B.
R7B is adopt certificate of results November 5th, 2019, general elections.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Like
aye.
Sign, nay, show it done. Okay. Call R7C.
R7C is to extend early voting by one day to Friday the 15th. November
okay.
15th.
This we might have more discussion on. So let me, I put this on the agenda, and let me cue it up for everybody. So if you Google my name, Charlie Crist, and early voting, you will get no less than 1,000 articles probably from 2008. I was the Democratic leader, and at that time there was a presidential election going on, and in the middle of early voting, I called the governor up and said, I think we need to expand early voting. The governor at that time was a Republican, and I was obviously the Democratic leader. And he said, I understand why you're asking the request. Let me think about it, and I'll get back to you, which, by the way, was, for me, a sort of a pretty good answer, because I thought he might say no immediately. A few hours later, he called me back, and he said, I've thought about it. I've reached out to people. I've looked at what's going on, and some people from my party think it's going to help Senator Obama. And I said, well, some people from my party think it's going to help Senator McCain because it's going to spike voting in some areas in the Panhandle and in West Dade County. And he said, yeah, I said, he said, I think it's probably more likely that it's going to help your guy than my guy. He said, but here's the deal. He said, I remember this because it was really just, I've never really talked about this private call before. Although it's been reported, I never have told anybody about it. He said, I just can't believe when we have an opportunity to expand voting opportunity, we wouldn't do it. The chips will fall where they may, but at the end of the day, I'm always going to err on the side of citizens being able to vote. So I'm going to issue this order, this executive order, enlarging the early voting period. And he did, and it was national news, and I was a little footnote in it. But I always remember what he said because I think what he said is something that's a pole star for any group, no matter who their preferred candidates are, which is anytime you can expand early, anytime you can expand voting opportunity for people, you should do it. So why is this on the agenda? We had we just certified an election. There are now three runoffs, the same number of races that were in the general, three elections. We had, I think, 10 or 14 days of early voting in the general election. We voted weeks ago, and I think it's consistent with the charter, to have our early voting period of 2 days, a Saturday and a Sunday coming up. So while we gave everybody 2 weeks to early vote in the general, for the same number of races, we're now giving them 2 days, one of which is a Saturday. Immediately, people coming to me after this happened, after the election was certified Thursday, all I heard from people were concerns that why are we only getting 2 days? And by the way, they pointed out that the other two communities having runoffs have 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think it's the city of Miami and Hialeah. So, and Homestead, but they had their votes already, but it was 3 days also for Homestead. So everybody gives everybody Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For some reason, we give only Saturday and Sunday. So I think that's a mistake, by the way. I think it's a mistake because 2 days of early voting is an extremely limited period. And in our community, where we have such a strong Orthodox population, that means that a good part of the community only has 1 day of early voting. So it really made very little sense to me, and I wasn't sure what I could do. So I called the clerk, and I called the lawyer, and our lawyer, and I said, are we standing to expand early voting? I sort of felt a flashback to 2008, frankly. But I brought it to the attention of the commission today because this is the only meeting I can bring it before you before early voting starts. And I'm here as an election referral for that purpose. I think it's important that we act and we treat this as an emergency item. I've placed this matter before you because this is the first time that I could do it, and I think the only time I can do it. So I think that's why it's here today. I actually believe this would be a very non-controversial item. I had no idea that we would get the kind of response we got from some people in some quarters. But as I thought back to 2008, I realized why. And the same thing happened in 2008. Everybody said, oh, is this going to be good or bad for my guy? But what Governor Crist said to me back then, I think, holds true today, which is if it increases opportunity for people to vote, then it should be celebrated and not pushed back upon. And that just makes the most sense to me more than anything. It may help one candidate. It may not. We don't know that. But it doesn't really matter because that's not the analysis we should go through as a commission. Not at all. We should just simply say, is it a good idea to give people more time to vote or not? And it clearly is, given the fact that other cities do it. We have 3 items on the ballot. It's such a short window for early voting that to not do it, I think, would be the wrong thing to do. But then this turkey thing showed up. And out of left field, honestly, and honestly, I feel like it's crazy town. And I don't want to offend anybody who said it, but I think I should offend them because you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong in every single way. First of all, the conspirators say we picked Friday because it's the day of the turkey giveaway. By the way, I will tell you now my thought process for Friday. Critical in my thought process for Friday was that it is the day before Saturday. And it will remain the day before Saturday the entire week. Okay, and that is when you do early voting. You do them in consecutive days. So the other cities are doing it on Friday. I thought, well, that shouldn't be. We'll do it the same day. By the way, I wanted to do Thursday. I wanted to do Wednesday, and I wanted to do Tuesday. But the clerk sort of said we'd get pushback on that because it's hard to set up, and the other cities are only doing 3 days, so we should just do what they do. You cannot do Monday because the clerks will tell you there's never early voting on Monday because they got to reset the machines that evening, and that's not enough time a Monday night before Tuesday morning elections. So Friday's the day. It wasn't picked because there was a turkey giveaway. In fact, I think the turkey giveaway, my understanding is, has been months in the making, and a third party decided when it would be done. And so we had nothing. It wasn't some great conspiracy that I knew there'd be these 3 elections and that there might have an Orthodox candidate and we'd have to do it on. I mean, none of that is a conspiracy that works for anybody. So we picked Friday because that's when you have a third day of early voting, and that's when everybody else does it, and that's the day that it has to be done. The turkey thing never entered my mind. I didn't obviously talk to any of my other commissioners about it. I'm not permitted to, and I didn't. I just figured, frankly, you'd all say, makes sense. Let's just give people more opportunity. But everybody got upset, or at least a few quarters got upset, much like what happened in 2008. They got upset because they said, oh, is this good or bad for my guy? And all of a sudden, this turkey giveaway became the reason to not like early voting. But it's an absolute stalking horse. It has nothing to do with what's going on. And I know this because our city is a pretty active city. We do things all the time. And nobody raised a whisper, not even a whisper, about all the other things we did during early voting. For instance, I went to the October 24th UNIDAD Senior Meal Program Appreciation, October 24th. In the middle of early voting, guess what? The exact same location as the turkey giveaway. Exact same location. Oh, here's one. October 24th in the afternoon at UNIDAD. A Farm share, feeding. They're actually feeding and uniting our community's needs. Commissioner Olliman and Commissioner Mollenkopf put that together. And again, nobody said, oh my goodness, you're giving away city, you're doing things in the city during early voting right at the same location as this turkey giveaway. By the way, we had a Altus Del Mar ribbon cutting on October 29th, not only in the middle of early voting, literally next to the library where early voting happens. And no one said, oh my goodness, this is going to skew the election because a commissioner is sitting up there and opening up a park right where people are early voting. Nobody said a word about that. Nobody said a word about this turkey item, even though it's the Friday before a Saturday early voting. Nobody said, oh my goodness, you've got to cancel it because people will remember who gave them the turkey the day before. Nobody said a word about that. Nobody said a word about anything until I innocently put on our agenda as early as I could on Sunday that we simply want to add a day to early voting. I thought it was the most innocent and constructive thing we could do for our residents. That's all. But the truth is, it's not about turkeys. It is not about giving something out. I don't care when the turkey giveaway is. It's going to have to be around Thanksgiving, I guess. And I think it's determined by Farm Share and the other groups that provide the turkeys. I'm concerned, though, that the candidates who are politicizing this are going to jeopardize their commitment to helping us in this endeavor, and that is a real concern. But it's not about turkeys. It's about expanding voting and about people who don't want to expand voting. I got an email sent out about me this morning, a sort of ridiculous email. But what's interesting is the person who is hollering the loudest about this is the person who happens to be running against an Orthodox Jew, who arguably someone might say, well, their constituencies might not want an extra day of vote. You know, can't vote on Saturday, so they only have one day of voting, so we don't want to give them an extra day. I mean, here's the truth. Adding a third day might give the Orthodox community a second day, but it gives everybody else a third day. It's just so obvious to me that this is the right thing to do. Nobody plotted to do something because we have a city or a program from FarmShare going on. And we have programs every day in this city. I'm proud as I look through this stuff that my commissioners are out there doing things for our most vulnerable residents. But this is not in any way changing the rules of an election. This is providing greater opportunity for people to vote during an election. And by the way, since 2008, I've been involved in other expansions of efforts to expand successful and unsuccessful early voting. It's very common. And it never, because limiting voting, putting barriers up to voting is what people do when they don't want people to vote. But if you want people to vote, you give them more opportunities. So I think this is the most absurd thing. This has been sort of crazy town 48 hours about this, but I just hope you'll support this. And frankly, I can't imagine why you wouldn't, because all it is to say to our residents, hey, some of you may not be able to vote over the weekend. Some of you would prefer to vote on a weekday. We're going to give you another opportunity. It's not as much as you had in the general, but it's certainly more opportunities. And anything, as Governor Chris said to me so many years ago, more than a decade ago, anything that gives a voter more opportunity to vote is a good thing. It's just a good thing. It's the right thing to do. So all I'm asking you to do is support this because it is the right thing to do. And I think this contrary theory, or this conspiracy theory, that has come out from folks who just don't want early voting, frankly, is absurd and frankly wrong. So with that, we'll go through my colleagues. I'll go to Commissioner Olliman, Commissioner Semlin, Commissioner Gongora, and I'll also allow, I know Rabbi Zweig is here to speak as well, and anyone else who wants to speak. Go ahead, Commissioner Olliman.
Thank you. I want to add to the record about the turkey giveaway, and this is a public record. On August 13th, 2009, at 2:54, you got an email that my aide just brought for me from Eddie Sierra. He's the director of South Florida Seniors in Action. They are the nonprofit entity that coordinates these events in the city in conjunction with FarmShare, which is a state agency. And he said to you, again, in August 13th, Dear Mayor Gelber, we hope this message finds you well. It's with much pleasure to let you know we've once again secured donation to carry out organization's Thanksgiving turkey giveaway in collaboration with the city of Miami Beach. It goes on to say, This year, we'll be pleased to announce we'll be distributing 700 turkeys and 2 bags of other food staples to the less fortunate in our beloved community. This email will serve as a starting point to begin our coordination to carry out this affair. The event will take place at the usual place, North Beach Bandshell, on Friday, November 15th. It takes months and months and months of coordination. If you look at the flyer, which simply says Office of the Mayor Commission in conjunction with South Florida Seniors Action, but Baptist Health is involved because they are a participant. FPL is a participant, and there's other. To coordinate between these entities, Baptist actually provides the turkeys, and FarmShare provides the food staples. It's so critical that politics are kept away from these food sharing events. Anyone who's not, everyone on the dais has participated in one of these. Anyone who hasn't, please come when you see these and volunteer, because you see a part of our city that often doesn't get seen, and it's the less fortunate, needier, food insecure people in our community. Many of them are senior citizens, by the way. So by politicizing this November 15th date, now what has to happen is we may have to cancel the event. That means 700 seniors might not get a turkey and 2 bags of food because someone was so selfish as to cast a pall over this food giveaway and make it political. FarmShare, if they have the sense that the city is not properly supervising these events and keeping the politics out, they could just stop doing FarmShares in Miami Beach. That is certainly certainly within their purview and something that could happen. That's what's at stake and why I think it's so important that the politics are kept away from this. We do not allow candidates to campaign, to come in with their shirts or to hand out flyers or anything like that at these food giveaways because they cannot be used for campaign purposes. They are not used for campaign purposes. To say so is absolutely false, and I'm really concerned. No one should be politicizing these food giveaways. It's really just too important that our seniors get the food that they need. So I'm really upset that this has happened. I'm going to give the clerk the email, although, as I stated, it's public record. Anyone can have access to it. And that's all I have to say about that.
Commissioner Samuelin.
Thank you, Mayor. I think we can all agree this topic has gotten a lot of play in the community. We're hearing a lot from our constituents. So I just want to take a couple minutes with how I see the background, my perspective, and an additional idea that comes to mind. First, I think we could probably see that we'd be better off if by chance we knew to do this months ago. That would have made it easier, but we didn't. We are where we are. It is what it is. I also, given the communication that we've had from our city attorney, believe we're in our legal rights. I had people ask, is this a legal thing? And I strongly understand the answer is yes. We do have a turnout issue. It's real. The city clerk shared in our memo, turnout was about 21%, which meant almost 80% of the folks didn't vote. And turnout took a dramatic decline since our last election in 2017. What happened is we had less folks vote, and there were actually more registered voters. So the decline in the participation rate was about a 20 to 25% decline. So I appreciate we have a turnout issue. So that said, under the right circumstances, I am prepared to support this extra day with a very simple logic. More people will vote. More people will vote if we give them that opportunity. So I have what I believe are just a couple very simple considerations, and I offer them to the sponsors in a friendly way. First, I don't think this should be a one-off. If we're going to add a third day for this election, I think we should ask the city attorney to prepare an ordinance that for future elections that we would have, and we could vote at that at the proper time.
I agree.
We then get to the situation related to the turkeys. Couple thoughts about that. We're in a very critical issue. Clearly, this body and the city wants to take no action that would in any way infer that we are involved or using public money. And I have no reason to believe we would do that. And when the mayor says that he didn't even really think about that. I take him at 110% face value. I would never believe that. So I'm not one of the conspiracy. But that's really not the question. The question is, could someone who not as close to the detail make that connection? Could there be an appearance, rightly or wrongly? That's a different threshold. And why I believe this is different than other events is the following. Folks knew when early voting was. The events were there. But here, a few days before the election, we're about to add a date that happens to be when this event is scheduled. It's just an unfortunate circumstance. But I think there's a simple solution. I would just ask that we just work with our partners to move the date of the turkey event. And I understand there could be some logistics, and I appreciate that. I even understand there could be some costs, but there's no price to integrity. There's no price for getting this right. And there's a couple weeks to go till Thanksgiving. So we move the date of the turkey, we allow people to vote, and I think that goes a long way. I'll just close with one thought. The opportunity the mayor has put in front of us, and I appreciate him putting in front of us, is to expand turnout. While we're here, let's talk about this third date, which under the right conditions I am looking to support. But also, maybe we can use this opportunity from a communication standpoint to make sure we're getting the message out. If we're trying to drive turnout, then maybe we should be really ramping up our communication, and this new day might be that opportunity, whether it's social media, anything else the city can do at this point.
Before I get over, just if you could respond since you're organizing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, first of all, the city doesn't pay for any of this food. The food staples, the bagged foods, those come from FarmShare. And that's, you know, scheduled through that state agency and through their logistics division. The turkeys are actually paid for by Baptist. Baptist buys the turkeys. I don't know where the turkeys are. So because this got politicized basically overnight, my aide is already working on pulling all the parties together. They'll be here in my office at City Hall while we figure out what to do. But we are looking at moving the date. We're looking at moving the location. Remember, these are elderly people. They're going to get two bags of groceries and a turkey. That weighs a lot. It has to be on a trolley line. There has to be seating because the seniors, to get that much food, they line up basically early morning. Even if we don't open the farm share until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they're lined up at 8 o'clock in the morning. We always have to have, as I said, fire rescue there on site. And there usually is some sort of medical problem because these are people that are in delicate physical condition waiting outside for hours to get this food, and then they have to transport it home. So we will look at moving the date. We will look at moving the location. If we can't do either one of those, we'll probably have to cancel it. And that is truly the saddest thing, that all of these people who need that food might not get it because of what has been done. It's disgusting.
So just so I'm the sponsor, I fully support moving it without if it doesn't cause it to be canceled. So I appreciate it, but I don't think I already said what I believe, but if we can move it, great. I don't care when it is, as long as it's before Thanksgiving, obviously. But I wouldn't support canceling it, and I hope it isn't canceled. Commissioner Gangora, then Commissioner Malikoff.
Thanks. Maybe I can solve everyone's problem. I think because I'm the only incumbent running for re-election, no one's asked me whether I'm even attending this event, the turkey giveaway. The Miami Herald reporter who called me yesterday is the one who informed me of it. I didn't know it was even going on. It was in my calendar, but I didn't know it was happening. I don't even think I can go. Okay, the same reason I couldn't attend yesterday's parade. I have a job. I have a company to run. I've taken a lot of time away from that, and now because of the runoff, it's two more weeks. I need to pay attention to going to work once in a while. These events are smack in the middle of the day. I couldn't go reluctantly yesterday, as much as it pained me not to be able to go to the military tribute, the parade. I couldn't go. It's in the middle of the day. It's doubtful I can go on Friday, and if it's going to cease this stupid controversy, I won't go on Friday. It's fine. I'm very comfortable. I'm going to run. I'm going to win re-election. I don't need to go to this event to get extra points. I mean, the seniors already vote for me. This is stupid.
All right.
This is stupid. So I won't go. Does that help this controversy? I won't go Friday.
It's hard to tell what helps. Let's hear what Commissioner Gongora says, then we'll go to Commissioner.
If I don't go Friday, will this end the controversy?
No.
And I beg your...
How is that possible?
I'll answer. But all right, please, let's go. The mayor spoke for 15 minutes. Commissioner Samuelin spoke for 10 minutes. Commissioner Alamone spoke twice. I'd ask for the same courtesy, because as strong views as you have, I have views on the contrary. For this item, it's not about you, Commissioner Areola. It's about doing what is right. And my votes on this dais are always for what is right. The mayor spoke that in 2008 he worked to change early voting and expand it, but it wasn't 3 days before the election in the middle of the election process.
It was. I'm sorry, it was.
Please don't interrupt me. That's what makes this wrong. And if you were so concerned about early voting in 2008, and that if this issue was so important to you in July, when we passed the resolution to do 2 days of early voting, you could have raised it then. In September, when we had two separate meetings, you could have raised it at one of those meetings. In October, when we had two separate commission meetings, you could have raised it then. But instead, you allowed five commission meetings to pass, and it wasn't until the results of the election were announced that you added this item. And you didn't even do it right away as a regular item. You did it as only the mayor can and the commissioners can't. You added it as an emergency item over the weekend. And that leads to perception that you were trying to slip it through without the voters knowing whether that is true or not. And I can tell you, I've covered a zillion meetings for condominiums and homeowner associations. And despite the city attorney saying this is legally defensible, I am convinced that this is legally wrong. I am convinced that if a voter loses, we are opening the door for them to bring a lawsuit that we are going to have to defend. I would sue. I would sue. If I didn't win, I would sue the city and say, you changed the rules in the middle of the election process, and you did it to tamper with the election results. Whether it's defensible doesn't mean we'll win. They told us the Airbnb fines were defensible, but we lost. And in that opinion, the judge cited to the fact that he didn't think this passed the smell test, and this isn't going to pass the smell test either. Additionally, this body talks often about costs. Back when we were offered a choice to hold a special election to replace Commissioner in Group 4, this body said, oh my God, $300,000 for a special election? We can't afford that. We can't do that. That would have been for 2 weeks of early voting, absentee process, and election day. However, here, cavalierly, on an emergency item, we're willing to spend somewhere between $50,000 and $60,000, according to the city clerk and city attorney, to add one little extra day of early voting. And when we look at who voted in early voting, we were getting approximately 200 votes a day. So you're looking to spend about $300 per voter for people to come out in one extra day of early voting. Whether it's intended or unintended, the unintended consequence is that the perception is that this is being done to help benefit certain candidates. And that is wrong. Next, we've already advertised on our website 2 days of early voting for months. The county has advertised 2 days of early voting for months. We took out an ad in last week's Miami Herald that we were going to do 2 days of early voting. Who's going to know about this? I mean, who is going to know about this? When you bring something on and as an emergency item, days before, it leads to the perception that certain candidates were tipped off to do this. And I can't support that. Next, we're changing precedent of how we have done early voting for the past at least 20 years that I've been involved in the election process. We have never done more than the 2 days of early voting. I personally think that doing a third day is a good thing. I would vote for expanding early voting starting in the next election cycle. That's the problem, and that's really, I think, the legal issue with this. It's not the expansion. The expansion is good. We all want to have people come out and vote. We all want to give voters every opportunity to vote. But when you expand it in the middle of the process, it's wrong. It should be prospective, and I would support expanding early voting in prospective elections. Next, I think we should remove the turkey issue. I'm not supporting this item at all. But if this body decides to support it, which I think is wrong for the reasons stated, you should at least try to make it a little less wrong by removing the turkey controversy. Certainly, South Florida Seniors in Action is not to blame. They're trying to do a good public service that we all support. I support. Absolutely. I do find, I'm going to just state it, I thought it was really weird that you're doing it 13 days before Thanksgiving. I don't recall a time it's ever been done that far in advance. These turkey meals will have to stay good for 2 weeks. A lot of these low-income seniors don't have full-size refrigerators. They have mini refrigerators. I don't know how getting your meal 2 weeks in advance, the food is going to stay good that time. I'm concerned that the turkeys may smell as bad as this item. My next concern is, who reached out to do this? Nobody reached out to me concerned about expanding early voting, not by phone, not by email, not by Facebook, not by Twitter. So it leads to the perception that some inside group thought this was going to be good for them or their candidate. We should not, and I will not, be part of a process that can be perceived as being unethical and corrupt. We have enough issues with voter confidence. We just saw at the last election that the voters squarely rejected 4 ballot questions proposed by this body, most of which I wasn't supporting, so I wasn't surprised. But that's a sign. I mean, I've been on 3 different commissions that has proposed dozens of ballot questions, and I have never and cannot recall ever a time when voters rejected the majority of the ballot questions that the commission put out. And that is a sign that there is some distrust over this body. So I would urge my colleagues to think long and hard about this. For those of you that will be here, I think the voters will remember that, whether it's now or whether it's in 2 years. We must protect the process. We must do what's right. As good an idea as this is to expand early voting, now is not the moment. Do it prospectively.
Thank you. Commissioner Maroff, can I just take a moment to respond to a couple of those things, just
sure.
To correct a little bit? First of all, almost always when you ask for early voting increases, it's in the middle of the early voting period. In 2008, it was in the middle of the early voting period. It's happened before. I was part of an ACLU litigation a couple years ago where it was in the middle of the voting period because they don't view it as an obstruction of voting to enlarge voting opportunities. The only obstruction is to diminish voting opportunities. So courts uniformly say if you're increasing opportunity to vote for everybody, you're not doing anything that's impairing the process. In fact, you're doing the opposite of that. So just to correct the record, in 2008 when Governor Crist entered an executive order enlarging the early voting period, it was literally at the tail end of the early voting period, which is exactly why it was done, because people could see at that moment that the election was going to face some challenges. The only reason I did this was because people reached out to me and said, why are we only getting 2 days for early voting? It was after 3 elections were decided by runoffs, which meant that we were going to have 3 elections in the runoff, and we had 14 days of early voting for the general for the same number of elections, and now we're going to have 2. It is true. The Orthodox community reached out because, frankly, I think they make a very valid point, which is if you're going to have early voting on a weekend, well, the entire Orthodox community can't vote on Saturday. So the idea that we would tell a significant portion of our community that you will get 1 day of early voting and everybody else gets double that is sort of, frankly, unfair in an extreme. So the idea of adding 1 extra day so they get 2 and everybody else gets 3 doesn't seem unfair, but in fact just seems to, again, to give more opportunity. You know, one of the things I find a little interesting is you say you're all for it, but then you bring up the cost. You can't be for expansions of early voting but complaining about the cost of early voting. You're either for it or you're against it. And you're right. We shouldn't have only had 2 days. I think the whole commission would agree we shouldn't have only 2 days. That doesn't mean consistency is the hobgoblin of whatever that quote is. So it went on and on and on. And so for me, this is a very simple thing. And I would appreciate, I don't appreciate using words like unethical and corrupt, because frankly, there's absolutely nothing unethical or corrupt about wanting to give people more votes. It may... There may be candidates out there that think that allowing the Orthodox community an extra day to vote while they give everybody else an extra day to vote is somehow going to hurt them. But that is not a reason not to let people vote, for crying out loud. Once you start saying we don't want people to vote, you diminish the promise of a democracy. And that's what this is about. I mean, I thought that this was sort of crazy town when I heard this turkey thing. And for the record, if we can move it, great. I don't want to cancel it, but if we can move it, great. I had no idea it was even on Friday. In my calendar, it says 6 p.m. On that day. I didn't go to the last one. So this is a third party doing it. I think Commissioner Aleman organizes it, but because she wasn't sure she was going to be here in 2 weeks, she probably had got the city a little bit more involved. But this is just, I mean, listen, this is such a simple thing, folks. If we can move the, I agree, Commissioner Sandler, if we can move the turkey thing, let's do it. If we can't, I don't want to cancel it, but it has nothing to do with some plot at all. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with us trying to give an extra day of early voting to our residents. My goodness. Commissioner Malakoff, go ahead. I've kept you.
You are much more eloquent, Mr. Mayor, than I am. I just wanted to also let the Commissioner Gongora's comments not go unanswered. You say if nobody knows about the item, how are people going to know that there's a third day? Well, then why are you so concerned about it if people aren't even going to know? I don't think we should disenfranchise any segment of the community, whether it's people who can't vote on Saturday or people who can't vote on Sunday. What's the problem with giving a third day? It's giving more voter opportunity. I would never, ever vote against giving voters greater opportunity to vote. As far as farm share is concerned, I was very involved during my first four-year term as commissioner. We ran it out of my office. Bonnie Stewart at that time really worked hard for months with some other aides to get the turkeys from Walmart, and then it was somebody else, and they had to be trucked in. They had to be arranged well in advance. The turkeys were delivered frozen. They were given to the citizens frozen so they could keep them for a greater period of time. It's very hard to get a day closer to Thanksgiving because the truckers will not deliver them then. That's why it's so much in advance, and it has been in advance, at least during those 4 years. I'm not sure about last year. I wasn't involved in it. Truthfully, I don't think farm share has anything to do with voting. Why, if there's farm share and there's poor people or people who can't afford to get a whole turkey meal and are needing food for their families, what does that have to do with voting? I don't see a cause and effect. One doesn't have anything to do with the other. Why, if you're giving turkeys out, does that mean that somebody's going to vote more or vote less? It makes no sense at all. I think we should go ahead with farm share, and I certainly think we should add the third day if you all decide that farm share has to be moved, which I don't think it can. But if it can, I'm not going to vote against it. But I believe we have to give voters more opportunity.
Mr. Steinberg.
Fair.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, ladies, I won't take offense that you didn't invite me to join in this. other event that you all did. Okay, but listen, everybody's making some excellent points. Obviously, philosophically, I support expanding early voting to allow more opportunity to vote. It's very important to me, but I think that should be also done today and the standard moving forward. So at the next meeting, please bring and prepare an ordinance so that we have that as the standard moving forward. As far as the turkey event, which is a distinctly different event, first of all, Seniors in Action is a wonderful organization, so I don't want them in any way, shape, or form to feel that we are singling them out somehow or farm share. I know how hard it is to make those events happen. Yeah. However, I do suggest we postpone it, and I'm happy to hear you're working on that because I think it does help to avoid the appearance of impropriety, which I think is very important. So, of course, we want to help our food insecure community, but I think if we can make it so that it's done at a later date, that would be great, and I think all our offices should try to help make that happen.
Can I just comment?
Just so it's clear, my motion is for the third day. I'll add on also a direction to the clerk to bring us an ordinance or a charter, whatever it is that we need to do to make that permanent, and I'll also it is with direction to Commissioner Aleman and staff to attempt to move it if possible.
Yeah, if I could. By the way, the turkey distribution date last year was November the 16th. Okay. And if I receive the information from the year before, prior to the end of this meeting, I'll let you know. Because that question was asked.
It was the same, basically the same day.
It was basically the same day last year. There is a ton of logistics associated with getting this food all in one place from multiple entities at the same time. So the effort that we're going to try to make first will be to relocate it to another part of the city that is on a trolley line where seniors will have some shade and a place to sit while they wait. So that will be, rather than just say, oh, well, we'll just punt to a later date, because the supply chain on the food, it's not a 24-hour thing. This is very complex. The food distribution comes from other parts of the state. So what I'd like to do is just move the location so that it's nowhere near. I mean, it's already three blocks away from the library election station, so it's not like it's right next door. But nevertheless, to just make everyone as comfortable as possible, we'll seek to move it to another part of the city that's nowhere close to any voting location. If I'm not able to do that, then, you know, we'll probably just have to cancel the event. But if it's possible that the food can be continued to be stored wherever it is at and stored for some period of time, then of course we'll do that. But I suspect that what will happen is that food will just go somewhere else. But we'll see. We'll work on it. I'll keep you posted.
Rabbi, I know you came here to speak. Go ahead and tell us how you feel, if there's anyone else from the public who wants to speak, and then we'll continue our discussion and vote. Thanks for coming.
Good morning. So I originally came here in support of Mayor Gelber's resolution, but I kind of feel like I have to say something else as well. You know, his integrity has been called into question, and I just have to tell you that I know Mayor Gelber for over 30 years. We used to play basketball every Sunday. If you want to know anybody's character, bang bodies with them every Sunday. You'll know what kind of person they are. You know, I've been in the city a long time. I've been here 45 years. And I was privileged to know his dad a little bit, privileged to vote for his dad, and of blessed memory. And I really believe that Dan is a chip off the old block and of the highest integrity, and I can't believe it's really even a question. In terms of the resolution, you know, I'm always astonished that of a city that has close to 100,000 residents, maybe, I don't know, it gets 50,000 or 60,000 voters, and only 10,000 people come to vote. And I think it's a horrible thing. I've been trying to get people to vote for many years, and it's really shocking to me. And I think anything that promotes more voting is always good. In terms of the Orthodox community, you have to understand that it's not just you only have a Sunday of early voting, but there are people like me that travel. You know, I travel every Sunday. Whenever I have to travel, I take Sunday to travel. So, because that's, I don't want to travel on a work day, so when I get to wherever I'm going, I can start work Monday morning. So I would not even be able to vote on Sunday because I won't be here. I can't vote Saturday because I'm a religious Orthodox Jew. So therefore, and like Commissioner Arriola said, you know, there are times you just can't get to somewhere you want to be. So if you can't make it there on Tuesday, you don't get to vote. So it's a, I just think that anything that prevents people from voting, we can add voters, has to be supported. We want to be inclusive. We have a very diverse city, and we just want to be inclusive of everybody. And it's not just Orthodox Jews have more opportunity to vote. Everybody has more opportunity to vote. So I just want to be here and support the resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing out I never followed you ever in a basketball game. Or play defense, apparently. Folks, I'd like to... Yes, Commissioner Gongora.
Sure. Thank you. Okay, I just want to follow up on a couple of points. Number one, the reason the turkey giveaway was so late last year is because Thanksgiving was the week earlier. It was November 22nd. So the turkey giveaway was actually right before, not 2 weeks before. Please don't interrupt me.
It's been scheduled since August. It's just ridiculous.
Okay. I just wanted to correct, because you're using data that is skewed. So I wanted to correct your skewed data. Furthermore, there are two more turkey giveaways in our city. much closer to Thanksgiving, I am also supporting a turkey giveaway Friday, November 22nd, the week before Thanksgiving. The PAL is doing their turkey giveaway Tuesday, 2 days before Thanksgiving. So there are other opportunities for the turkey giveaway. Taking the turkeys out of it, I'm going to go right back to my concerns, is that this item came so late, and I couldn't figure out why. And the mayor now says that a couple of people in the Orthodox community reached out to him this weekend and asked him to add the extra day. I wish they would have reached out to me because I love you. We've had a great relationship for the past 13 years, and I support the Orthodox community on every issue, on every vote. If you would have come to me in July, September, or October, one of the five meetings leading up to the election, it wouldn't have been the mayor, it would have been me putting this item on the agenda, because I'm always in favor of giving the voters more opportunity to vote, and I remain so. Again, I believe that the process in changing the rules in the middle of the game 3 days before sends the wrong message. It weakens perception of the commission that we engage in game playing. There's other ways to spend this $50,000 or $60,000 that could have increased voter turnout. We could have used the money to do an extra mailer to every resident in our city and say, hey, there's early voting Saturday and Sunday. Please come out and vote. We want to highlight and educate you. We could have taken out a full-page ad in the Miami Herald to let people know about this. There's other ways besides spending $50,000 or $60,000 to add this 1 day of early voting right before. And for me, this isn't a religious issue. I love our Orthodox community. I love our Christian community. I know our Orthodox community has a harder time voting on Saturday. The Christian community has a harder time voting Sunday. But yet for the past 20 years, we've all gotten out in every runoff election. So I will be voting no on this item.
Okay.
Mayor, if I may.
Mr. Samuel?
Couple things. First, I am fully in support of inclusion. At the end of the day, giving folks an opportunity to vote is critical. We couldn't have foreseen how close some of these races could be. We could not have foreseen how dramatically voter turnout would be, and we didn't have a crystal ball that there would be three. Three commission seats going to be divided and decided as part of this. So I absolutely understand the spirit. I always will vote to have people have the opportunity to vote. But I do want to come back. I would like a firmer commitment that we're not going to host a turkey event during this period of time. There are other turkey events going on. This event has the city's name to it. And there have been years, frankly, and correct me if I'm wrong, where we've not done any turkeys. So I want the turkeys to happen. We've got a couple weeks to do it. We can find a way to do it, but I don't think it's right that we do it during this period of time. It just, not that there's any conspiracy at all. It's a situation we're dealing with, but it does lead at least some folks an appearance of question. The last thing we want is those questions. So I would like to see a firm commitment that we will not have the turkeys during the day.
I don't understand the connection.
Hold on. Oh, well, I'll let Commissioner Samuel answer that. But so it's now I'm referring to an email from Wednesday, October 30th at 4:05, and this is an email between FarmShare and South Florida Seniors in Action, which I'll also give to the clerk. We have a few. So November 15th was a citywide FarmShare, and then we coordinate with Baptist to bring the turkeys. There's also November 22nd at the fire station. There's also November 18th at the South Community Center, which is also before the election. So are we saying that we're going to cancel all of the farm shares between now and November 19th to avoid the, you know, we need to protect the integrity of these events, and they need to not be political. Also, these people need their food. You know, I'm really worried about that.
Mayor,
you're not satisfied by me moving it to, example, Indian Creek, if I could get the...
Mayor, a couple folks asked me questions. Can I just respond to the
question?
Sure,
and then I'll go to...
Because
Commissioner Markoff had asked her, and I let Ollie mind. So let her go down the way.
Okay.
Okay, just... I don't want to. I want to try to keep something.
I need to understand something that is just going right over my head. What is the connection between giving people who are insecure in their food supply with food What does that have to do with an election? I don't get the connection between turkeys and the election, of what objection there is that because they're getting turkeys, they're going to vote for one candidate or another. It makes no sense to me.
Mayor,
I don't see a connection.
Yeah, go ahead.
First off, we appreciate these nonprofits' work lists. We want to do right by our seniors. That all makes sense. I would not want to touch any of the other events. The distinction is, for this one, we're making an affirmative decision, perhaps, today, to put voting at the same time. And that leads to a question of whether some folks, rightly or wrongly, might connect that decision. Other events that were already said, it's different. We're talking about today, should we add voting, coincidentally, that has to do the same event with this nonprofit and happens to be a few blocks away. So I would like to move that we in no way have the city involved in a turkey event, because it does, the invitation says the city and our commission, that the city in no way be involved in a turkey event at any time during the election, and that we make whatever efforts we need to with our partners, the city, and if there's incremental costs, that we just clear that off the table. So that would be my motion.
Okay. Let me try to get this all in context. I'm going to bring this home now because I think there's certainly four votes to do this. And frankly, I'm a little shocked that there seems to be this notion that somehow that giving food to insecure people is like some plot. Frankly, it's nuts. This turkey giveaway was set up months ago. Nobody knew we would have three runoffs. And by the way, everyone's asked me, why do you think about it? I thought about it because when I called the clerk and said, well, what's going on? They said, you know, the other two cities have 3 days of early voting on Friday. So I said, well, why aren't we doing that? It's just sort of like, why are other cities in exactly the same scenario giving their voters more opportunities? And we're sitting around arguing about whether there was some plot to give turkeys away for votes. It's crazy because, by the way, we had three events this last during early voting, and no one said a word about any one of them, and they were all food next to the early voting site. It's just like nobody said, oh, my God, you're helping one of the commissioners. This is here only because one of the candidates, frankly, as I think, is not even running against a commissioner, by the way. She's running against an Orthodox Jew who maybe a lot of his friends are going to vote, have an enhanced opportunity to vote. There's nothing wrong with that. Let the chips fall where they may. We want people to vote. So we beat this turkey dead, okay? I'm ready to vote. If you don't, I fully support, do all you can to move the turkey event, do all you can. I am not going to cancel our food giveaways to our food insecure community because of some, frankly, conspiratorial hijinks about, you know, this turkey. This turkey gate is just, frankly, nuts. So what we're going to do is we're going to vote. I've moved. It'll have, as part of the resolution, try to move the turkey giveaway. And it'll also have, we're going to put 3 days like the other cities have because that was a mistake all of us, I think, had. But we're going to do it. And is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Was there any second to my motion, Mayor?
Wait,
I made a motion.
Okay.
Was there any second?
Is there any second to cancel the vote to
what was the motion?
My motion was to
cancel
direct the
food?
City administration not to sponsor or host an event that in any way overlaps with the election, and to make every effort to bring the turkeys to people, do everything with our partners in the 2 weeks remaining, but in no way have it conflict with the election. That's my motion.
I'll ask Commissioner Allemann one question. Is there any chance that's going to result in a canceling of these
yes,
food giveaways?
Of course.
That I will not
support
the motion.
There's 400. Gongora has an event, so I guess you're telling him he has to cancel his event too.
No.
Areola has an event. There's a JCS event in South Beach where 400 people are going to get their food. We cannot be talking about not giving these seniors this food.
Can I ask a question?
It's ridiculous. We will move it far, far away from any possible voting place. We can have – Commissioner Areola has said he won't go, okay? We can make sure that no candidates – all the candidates are very respectful –
of these events.
We have rules about
it. We have rules. FarmShare has rules, so they can't campaign there. I will personally call them all and ask them not to come, okay? But we cannot be talking about not giving the seniors the food. It's ridiculous.
So listen, I
have a question.
Yeah, go ahead. And then we're going to vote, because I'm pretty certain I have 4 votes for this, and we're going to do it, but go ahead.
I have a question. His asking not to have it be city-sponsored, is there a way they can have it, still work on moving it, but is this a city event or is this a FarmShare? I'm trying to understand seniors event. Like, if you take out the mayor and commissioners of it, right?
The only thing that the city does is usually we provide the venue, whether it's at the band, you know, the band shell or at JCS at South Shore. Those are both city-owned properties, although they're leased. I think Parks and Rec brings some tents and some tables and... And usually there's police presence, but that's part of their normal duties because there can be conflicts in the line that people are hungry and they get agitated and anxious and sometimes they fight and sometimes there's injuries. And so police is always on site to keep the peace among the people that are there to get their food.
City pays for sanitation and law enforcement.
The food is all donated.
Listen, guys, this is really, you can't just respond to every... A crazy town allegation. I'm done. So there's a motion. There's a second. I don't accept your. The only amendment I'll accept to the resolution is I strongly urge Commissioner Aliman to work with the sponsors to move it to another location or to another time if it works.
I'm also working on a different date.
With the caveat that at no point should we possibly cancel these food giveaways. I think that satisfies you. I trust Commissioner Aliman, considering that none of this. It's not like, listen, guys, it's not like we planned this because we knew there'd be these particular runoffs and this constellation of candidates. Obviously, this is the most absurd allegation among many absurd allegations that come up in the...
Can I say something, by the way? This is the second time that this has happened. Marsha Montserrat and Michelle Berger both had to be engaged. This was when the candidate was in office, and... There was an accusation that another FarmShare that I was planning was a political event, and FarmShare was called, and they almost canceled the event, and I had to get, we were in a commission meeting, I had to get Jimmy's chief of staff and your chief of staff to go handle it to make sure that the seniors got their food. This is the second time this has happened, and it's outrageous.
Okay, let's bring it in. Guys, there's a motion on the table to add the third day. Yeah. With that motion is to bring up an ordinance at the next, or a charter amendment, or maybe a charter amendment, I don't know. Okay, so those are the two things.
What?
Is there a second to that? I will bring up...
Second.
Okay.
Seconding Commissioner Sandman's motion?
No. Commissioner Sandman...
My motion is strictly not to have this one event on a day that we're about to put early voting on. That's my motion. I'm not talking about any other events. I don't care what happens after. I just don't want to have this one event on the day just for the perception.
I can't second that simply because it feeds the conspiracy theory, Commissioner Samuel, and I respect your good intentions. I'm not going to go to the event. I think that removes any stupid controversy about this, okay? I mean, it's ridiculous, and I can't second that because it feeds the conspiracy and it keeps these nut jobs coming back.
Hold on.
I'll second that specific motion.
So you're going to vote for the early voting?
I'm voting, yeah, early voting.
No, I'm talking about the one who's seconding the motion.
I thought the motion was not to have the turkey giveaway on Friday at the same time as early voting near the polling site. If that's the motion, I second it.
Okay, it's motion seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it fails. We do have on it, though, as part of the resolution, a strong direction to Commissioner Aliman to try to rearrange it so that it's not in that location or it's at a different day. Okay, so let's go. Call the original motion as amended. Yeah, we're doing it. Okay. So it's moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Like, sign, nay.
Nay.
Okay. Show
and very briefly, now that it's done, I would ask the city clerk to also transmit from me a referral to the inspector general to please look at the amending of the election process at such a late date, and also to look at the specific turkey issue, whether it's appropriate to do city turkey giveaways at the polling site during early voting.
Okay. Thank you all. It's passed.